name is Niall Crofty. I've been born and reared in Ballinasloe. I've been brought up every year, seen the fair of Ballinasloe all my life. And I've worked in Ballinasloe all my life because I had a butcher shop in the Market Square of Ballinasloe. And I've worked there since I was 15 years of age. The history of Ballinasloe is, in Irish, it's Béla an na Slua. And that means it's the mouth of the ford of the crowds. Slua is crowd. And the fair would have sprung from that as well, because before there was bridges on the River Sook, people from Leinster and Connacht met there to trade their animals. This was patented in 1772 by the King of England. And the reason fairs were patented was so the English people would know where there was a big fair. The fact that it was so big, that's why it was patented. Some other fairs weren't patented, but this one got a royal patent in 1772. And that's 300 years ago. Well, as I said, I was brought up with the fair, and I saw the first fairs that I saw were on the streets of Ballinasloe. And for safety reasons, then they were moved to a more spacious area of the fair green. If we go back in time, even before my time, people had to, there was no cars. People may set out from the north of Ireland months in advance of the fair to be here for the first week of October for the fair. And all animals were walked here and walked out of here when they were bought. And then after that, the railways, they were brought by rail, both to the north of Ireland and to up into Leinster and all parts of Meath. The fair is very much intertwined with the history of Ballinasloe. It is an international fair today. People from Belgium, France, Germany, of course England, north of Ireland, they all come to the fair. But there's nothing new in that. They come for different reasons now to buy horses. But traditionally, for the European wars, and the fact that the fair was patented, if they wanted remounts when the horses were killed on the European battlefields of Europe, an officer in England would be told to send out another 1,000 horses. So he looked up the royal patent to see where was their fair, and he'd see Ballinasloe. And there was often four different armies on Ballinasloe buying, competing to buy horses for a European war effort. And those people, and the tradition of that still prevails today, because people are buying horses now for different, thank God there isn't wars, and horses aren't used in wars anymore, but they're buying them for sport horses and for leisure horses in those places. And a lot of them that go through Ballinasloe, and go through the Lungeon especially, have excelled on the world stage in different countries. Well, I think as a child, any child that was reared in Ballinasloe and the surrounding area, the, one of the big things for them was to see the fun fair coming to town. And once the fun fair came to town, they knew that this week was happening. And that was, for a child, that was the highlight of the year. Not alone in Ballinasloe, but for the wider hinterland, over in Roscommon, for a long distance, when they saw that fun fair, because that's the only fun fair them children would ever see on the following year. And actually on Country Fair Day, which is, it survives into modern times, and we have to realise that the fair has survived through famines, wars, pandemics, everything that could be thrown at it. Mechanisation came, so everyone said that's the end of the horse fair, but no, it has prevailed. As I say, and on the Country Fair Day, that was the only time children would see Ballinasloe. They wouldn't be in town every week shopping in the multiples. There was no multiples that time, and they wouldn't be brought to town only once a year. And that was to see the fun fair and all the other singing and everything that went on, social activity and economic activity. And the fair down the years has been a huge, even in bad times and in modern times, is a huge economic driver to the whole locality of Ballinasloe and the hinterland and wider afield, because there's people here comes from every county in Ireland to trade. And it's not a mock fair, it's a vibrant fair where horses are exchanged and people do deals and are shipped out of this country and brings money into the country from outside the country. And it's a live and vibrant fair. That's why it's surviving. The deals that are done in the traditional way, as they were done years ago. It's two people meeting, one man owns the horse, one man wants to buy the horse, and they get into their own conversation. And they might spend quite a while arguing, or it looks to be arguing, but it's not really arguing, about whether the horse is worth this or that or how much. And at some stage, two minds come together and a deal is done. and a slap on the hand seals that deal. The sheep fair was huge. The reason being was that October and September were the time for activity in the breeding season of people buying rams and letting out to a flock of ewes, whether it was 50 or 20 or 40 ewes. That's where all the, and the ewes then were first, second and third crop ewes. There were sails on them, which is a blue mark or a red mark that noted the crop of ewe that was there. And all the fair green, the flat of the fair green would be pinned. They put up pins on the Monday evening for the sheep fair on Tuesday. The farmer knew if he had 20 sheep for sale, what size pin to bring. He brought his rails, they were called rails, just like timber rails, and he knew if he had 40 sheep, he knew the measurement. He put down his own with a crowbar and a sledge and left a walkway through for the buyers to come the following morning. And they would see the crop of ewe and they'd know by the sail, what was called the sail, on the ewe's back. So he didn't waste any time talking to the one that wasn't the proper year for himself. So it was quite very well done. And the whole fair green would be covered with sheep. There are records of 60,000 sheep being sold on the fair green in Bannockstow. That was, of course, prior to March. When the March came, then the sheep numbers dwindled because there was sheep marts every week and they could be sold every week rather than just at a fair. You might be waiting for a few months for the fair. But there are sheep being sold on the second Saturday, which is called Country Fair Day. And people come there with the sheep and on the hill, it's called. They sell their sheep there. And this year, there's a bit of a special emphasis that the Galway ewe, it's a breed of sheep, they've got rare breed status. People have gone into breeding them again and they're very sought after. And they've also got another compliment, we could say, is that Donegal weavers are given extra money for the wool of Galway sheep. That's another thing. And there's going to be a display there by the Galway Special Breed Association this year, information and everything else to promote the breed. That's in this year for the first time. There's one interesting story anyhow that when the French armies were here buying horses, that they bought a horse who became the mount of Napoleon, and the horse's name was Marengo. And that the horse was bought in Bannockstow at the October Fair. In Bannockstow, when the armies came to buy horses, they bought one particular horse that was an Irish draft horse. And the Irish draft is here today with us all the time, used for different purposes now for sport and recreation. But that time, an Irish draft horse was very dual purpose for the armies of the time because the horse head was so agile, was able to carry a man into battle, or he was able to be taken out of that job and he'd pull gunnery on the battlefields. That's why he was so sought after by all armies at the time of when horses were used in warfare. As we are celebrating 300 years, the fair itself is one part of it, but there's a festival now built round about it to make it more appealing to other people that might not have any interest in horses and to make it more a family-friendly event for families to come and visit the town. And as I said before, the links that it has, very much the history is intertwined with Bannockstow and the fair is really a central part of the history of Bannockstow. And it has a lot of potential through its connections with other countries like France and Germany and Belgium and all those places to create further economic links, maybe through tourism. The fact that it's so steeped in history with those countries as well. And we look forward to this fair being very successful and we hope that it will live well into the future, which I'm sure it will.